to heat your water in.
In a kettle?
What would you call the container that you plant flowers in to keep in your house? If you had, plants in your house like grandmother does.
Pots.
And how about if you would cut the flowers, maybe they would go out in your yard and you'd cut them, what would you put?
A vase.
What do you eat soup with?
A soup spoon.
Alright, and what kind of silver do you put on the table when you're getting ready to eat?
Knife, fork, spoon. If you're having iced tea, you would use an iced tea spoon, or soup, you would use a soup spoon, or coffee, you would use a teaspoon.
Okay, and if you were going to serve steak, you would want to put?
A steak knife, a fork, and a steak knife.
Okay, and one of those is a knife, and more than one would be?
Knives.
Okay, all your dishes are dirty. And it's time for supper, so you got to do something with your dirty dishes. What would you say?
Just pitch in and wash them.
Okay, and after you wash the dishes, soaked them up, then you have to...
Rinse and dry.
Alright. What do you call them? You might use a sponge. Mother has these little cloth things that she washes dishes with.
I use a dish rag.
Okay, and...
Dish cloth.
What do you dry your dishes with?
Dish towel.
Okay. What do you call the little piece of cloth that you wash your face with?
Washcloth.
What do you call anything else besides washcloth?
You mean the actual, material, the cloth, little cloth that you wash? Oh, you mean when you cleanse your face with the Kleenex?
No, I meant like a washcloth, but you use another word for that instead of washcloth, but you just call it washcloth.
I call it washcloth.
Okay. And so after you take a bath, you dry yourself off
with a towel.
Mm-hmm. What do you turn on when you're turning water on?
Faucet.
And when we lived in our own house and it got cold, we'd have to turn the water off or else the pipes would
freeze.
And what would happen to them if they froze?
They would burst.
People used a long time ago, in little sacks, but they used to buy flour by the
barrel.
Did you used to buy molasses, or your mother used to buy molasses?
I suppose had some molasses, but we made our own syrup, sorghum and ribbon cane, and we had our own. I don't think we had much bought molasses syrup.
Oh, how about lard? Did you buy?
Oh no, we had our own lard.
Okay, so you wouldn't know what you call a container that you put that in when you buy quite a bit of it.
Well, we had ours in 50-pound cans when we made our own at home.
You were talking about kerosene lamps in your house when you were growing up. What did you use to pour water in the lamp? Pour the kerosene in the lamp. How did you do that?
We had a little oil, a kerosene can with a little spout on it. You bought it it was a little gallon can, and it had a spout that would fit in the little hole in the